If you're looking for a new school for your child next year, you should check out St. Paul Public Schools. The district is having a school choice fair on Saturday, December 10th at the St. Paul River Center, and you need to check it out. 80% of students in SPPS are kids of color. They've got dozens of Black teachers and principals whose kids also go to schools in the district, and that means something. They understand the unique challenges our children face. They believe in inspiring our kids to think critically, pursue their dreams, and change the world. Remember Minnesota's open enrollment policy. You do not have to live in the city of St. Paul to attend a school in the district. So whether you've got a little one who's almost ready for kindergarten, an eighth grader going into high school, an accelerated learner, or a child with special needs, St. Paul Public Schools got you covered. So head on over to their school choice fair on Saturday, December 10th at the St. Paul River Center. Find out which one of their great schools is right for your baby. For more info, log on to their website at spps.org/apply. It is the Tina and Shaletta show. What's up, Tina?
Hey, Shaletta. What's up? Oh, my gosh. The world of being a woman.
Baby, let me tell you something. I woke up smelling like a jar of dill pickles the other day. I was like, who is stinking? Girl. Baby, that was me. Girl, all night I sweated. Girl. I sweated like I was running from the bill collector. Girl. And woke up head to toe wet, girl. I don't know.
And you look, and you lucky, you a hair. Oh my gosh, I feel like the center and top of my head, it stays wet. And I'm telling you, it's almost like, I don't know, when they would be talking about, it would come on. One time I was just walking around, I'm like, oh my gosh, I could feel it coming on. And it's like this heater just turns on and It just irradiates. And I just have to sit there. I don't know. It feels like anxiety. It feels like, man, I'm telling you. It is something, to be going through the change. And then you know what? I can't stand them old people. You're going to talk about the change. They should have been talking real words.
Menopause. Don't be telling me nothing about change? No damn change.
What is a change?
Change for a dollar? Change what? Talk about it. Say the word. It is called menopause. And this is what it is. And this is what you can
expect. And how long does this last, girl? And
is there a cure? Ain't nobody told us nothing. Did anybody talk to you? All them aunties and cousins and grandmamas and mamas we got. Ain't nobody said, ain't nobody handicapped. Ain't nobody give us no handbooks. Ain't nobody give us no information. No
what work best for you? Because, when you have somebody genetically similar to you, it makes sense for them to say, hey, you know what? I didn't eat this or I ate this and it made it better.
I took naps once a day. I went for long walks. I cut my hair. I use these products. Something. This deodorant works better. Yeah. And you won't stink overnight. Get you some Depends. Get you. Because they didn't say nothing. It's like they sitting back laughing like they enjoying the, like, we gotta
I
did, go through.
I had to go through it and you gotta go through it the way you go through it. Girl, it is, I don't know if it's our, they have, steroids and all these things in our food. People, vegan people, vegetarian. And it's like, I don't care who you are. I hear the same thing. But at least we are talking about it. We'll talk and have the conversation about what's going on. What are you feeling? What's going on?
Menopause. We have to say what it is. We can't be talking about the change. We can't be beating around it. It's real. And it's beating us up. And women are struggling. Women are not only struggling, girl, women are going through it. They're having a difficult time because, again, like you said, nobody was talking about it. Mm-hmm. And so they think they're isolated. They're all alone. They're the only one who's ever gone through this. Well, no, girl, we all going through it. It's just everybody is being quiet and nobody's saying
I got a sister who's 11 years older than me. And I when I'm telling her stuff, she be letting on in my head like I'm the only one. I'm like, girl, I said, what did you feel? I don't know. I was, I said, do you ever feel like
you and your sister are? Right. Because, girl, you think she'd have sat you down.
But you know what? It's because, you know, everybody thinking, you know, the way their body, you know, what they eat or what they, you know, they're not related. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you said Michelle Obama, you know, just recently, because you looking at her, she's working out every day, hair always pretty, you know, skin always glowing.
Flawless.
I'm like, are they, you know, I always thought that, you know, rich people got these special injections, you know, like they had something that was going on that we're not getting. Like Michael Jackson used to have this like incubator that he would go in and it would
a little chamber.
And I'm like, is everybody going through some stuff? And you know, I'm happy to hear, you know, Michelle Obama, you know, being real about it.
You know what? This is what she said, Tina. She's opening up for the first time to People Magazine about her menopause experience. And she said what she wants to do, and this is maybe it, removing the stigma from people publicly addressing hormone changes and hormone replacement therapy in women's bodies. This is her quote, Tina. She says, there is not a lot of conversation about menopause. Mm-hmm. I'm going through it, and I know all of my friends are going through it. Yeah. And this is the former first freaking lady. She got access to Mayo Clinic, the Cleveland Clinic, personal doctors and everything else, and she's saying, the first lady is saying, not Tina and Shaletta saying, the first lady is saying, information is sparse.
It is.
Which means it ain't nothing out there for us.
Yes. Yeah. If I'm supposed to be getting some estrogen and I was supposed to get this like premenopausal that would help me through this, somebody say something. Because, you know, you thinking, I'm thinking it's stopping. But I ain't know that, you know, now my estrogen is now depleting and now I need to be, you know, I need that estrogen. So do I get on birth control pills again?
Some kind of liquid? Do I need an IV injection? Yeah. I need some iron? It's like we out here in the dark, like ain't nobody else ever went through this. Somebody done went through this before us. I'm glad Michelle Obama is speaking out, but somebody need to write a damn book so we can look at some options, because I didn't even know that there were specific hormone replacement clinics. I had no idea that that was even a thing. That was even out there.
Yeah. And I mean, I even tried to get into a hot flash study. Do you know that? Of course, they were like, my blood pressure was slightly too high. And they were like, oh, nope. And I didn't know if I would get the placebo. They had estrol.
Yeah.
And I was like, because I was struggling internally, like, I have never had problem losing weight. I've never had a problem, you know, with my hair lost and
and
things of that sort. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? You know, some people get, you know, I even saw in Walgreens that I think it's number 9. One of these companies is making acne, and I didn't get any acne, but apparently, you know, as you're going through this change, some people are having a lot of acne issues with their skin.
My face look like a damn sausage pizza. It's greasy. You know how you have took a sausage pizza out the oven and it's greasy and it's cheesy and it got the bumps? Girl, that's me.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
girl. And I'm telling you, you know, remember when your pee used to just stream down? Now mine just spray. It's spray. It don't even like have a purpose. It just it don't just go straight down. I said it you sit there and it just, you know, you can be sitting straight. That thing just goes wherever it wants to go.
I got pee all on my back, on my knees, behind my leg, girl.
And you can pat yourself down and you get up, and I'm like, where is this coming from? I feel like my something broke inside of me. I'm like, is it a leaky bag up in there or something?
You gonna make me pee now? Don't do it,
girl. I'm telling you, people, they have a stigma about, you know, poison, wearing these.
Ain't got the whole set of drawers. I don't even put the pad. At first, I was trying to be cute and put the little pad on. I said, I'm gonna just put a panty on. Girl, I got the whole damn.
Yeah, because that thing will be all soaking wet.
All soaking wet, and you constantly changing it. Girl, I put the whole damn pamper on. But you know, one of the things that Michelle Obama said, girl, I identify with it this week, because she said in her People Magazine article about going through menopause, she said that, you know, some of it is menopause, some of it is aging, but she said, I find that I cannot push myself as hard as I used to. That does not work for me. When I tear a muscle or pull something, I got to get out because the recovery time is not the same. Mm-hmm. You know, because she was working out really hard to get those Michelle Obama arms that everybody wanted. Mm-hmm. And she said she had to stop working out. She had to let them arms go. She said, yeah. She used to weigh herself and stick to some numbers, and she didn't realize, you know, just like you were saying with the weight,
yeah.
You know, this menopause thing, girl, the stuff that you used to be able to do, you can't do no more, yeah. Girl.
Even if you do them, then you can actually do it, and it ain't doing anything, girl. I knew how to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
Flat.
I can lose 10 pounds in 4 days.
I did what you did. Yeah.
And I was like, what in the world? It doesn't even work anymore. Mm-hmm. It'd be laughing at me. And when I'd be like, oh, girl, last week I went and bought all this vegetables. I got a juicer. I didn't mm-hmm. juice everything.
Mm-hmm.
I juiced for a few days. Girl, nothing. I think that made me gain weight. I was like, I'm so tired of this. It's something that you just can't even explain because it's just so much going on.
It's so much. And like you said, if somebody had given us a book in our 40s, we would at least be prepared and say, yep, this is what you need to look out for. Okay. Yeah. Yep. That's happening to me. So what's the remedy for that? Tell us which poise pad is the best. Depends a poise, the panty liners. How can I do some Kegel exercises?
Yeah. So I won't be sitting up. Should I stop using tampons? Should I use Diva cups, or should I use pads? You know what? Because we've done things throughout the year. You know, we've like, I don't want to deal with no messy pads. So, we use tampons. And then my daughter, she's like, oh, no, we only use Diva cups. And those are whole different.
That's a whole different mess.
Yeah. Yes. Because I ain't had nothing like that. But I'm like, okay, we'll give it a try. But then, you know, you get a certain age. You can't be sticking stuff up there. You got to better figure out. You have to go to the doctor to go try to get that mess out of there.
Yeah, you better have a man. Baby, can you come get this Diva cup out of here?
Yeah, and you wouldn't want to. And I used to be wishing, I can't wait till this is over. This cycle is over. But you know what? That should have been
our saving grace, girl.
Yeah, I probably should have said, you know what? Hold on, because that was less than what I'm going through now.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And then too, you know, like this week, I had two events. You know, we got the podcast stuff, a lot of meetings, a lot of plannings, and you know, these kids. And girl, there ain't never been no problem for me. I've always been able to whip it and do it and get that and get here and give you 110% and give you all this energy and not have to. Girl, do you know I had a comedy gig on Thursday, girl? I was like, where's the dressing room? And I'm like, oh, it's downstairs. I said, I'm going to be in here until it is time. With me until it's time. I got to take a nap. Girl, I turn the lights off. Mm-hmm. Girl, I'm usually like out there making moves, talking to people, giving them my card, meeting new people and trying to get to know the people that I got to introduce. I'm like, give me their bios.
Mm-hmm.
I'll work it out when I get on stage. But right now I need a girl. I had to lay down.
When you get to a place, you already scoping out the bathroom. I need to know where is the pot. Can't drink water all day long. You know, you're supposed to be flushing out your system, drinking your body weight.
Flush if you want to. Flush if you want to.
Girl, I can't. If I watch somebody drinking water, I gotta get up and go to the restroom. I'm like, I said, oh goodness. I mean, you know, tell me something. God. Should I have stopped drinking because maybe alcohol didn't this? Tell me something.
But I don't, Tina, why do you think that nobody is talking? Nobody's telling us about the hot flashes. You know, Michelle Obama said, I started taking hormones. She said she had one on Marine One. She said she was dressed. She needed to go out. She walked into an event and she said it was literally like somebody put a furnace
and
turned it on high and everything started melting. She said, this is crazy. I cannot do this. So she started taking hormone replacement therapy. She said, she did that. She had those physicians. She had that team. But even she says information is sparse. Why do you think that people are not talking to us about this? Why do you think that we are walking around here ignorant about this very important stage and phase of our lives? And it's impacting everything. It's impacting relationships, how we deal with people, how we deal with our children, how we deal with people at work, how we deal with people who work for us. And people are like, oh my God, you're just being so mean. And I can't even control it.
But you already said it, because people have looked to us. You're always you're on top of it. You when we tell people, I just need to take a minute right now. I need to slow down. People take that as a weakness. Like, oh my goodness, she must, she can't, she ain't the person she used to be.
Because, oh,
Oh.
So when you think of, so you think about that, all that stuff you were saying, I could do this, I could do this. But when people look at you and it's like, oh, I got to take a breath, or I got to take a nap, or I got to stop. They like, oh, she can. Oh, is she sick? So people don't want that stickler of weakness attached to someone, because you all know we are already strong Black women.
Yeah,
so you're already a strong woman, and women don't. You know, we don't get that. We don't get that. That time to say, even when we have a baby, you know, shoot, they let you out the hospital if you had, you know,
an hour and a half after you give birth.
You good, go on. You good. You bounce back. You're supposed to bounce back. And we can't figure out why we can't bounce back. And that's why we're not talking to other people, because now that we know, I'm not the only one that, you know what? I'm up all night long. I never really slept a lot, but I can literally get 2-3 hours of sleep and then I'm up. And a lot of it is, let me get some water. Then I've got it. When I get some water, I don't want to get back in the bed because I'm having to use the restroom. So I'm up. So it's like, so I'm constantly, but it's almost like this facade I'm living in my own. It's like I'm an imposter in my own world, because I keep thinking, I am still strong. I am still strong.
And your body like, ma'am, no ma'am.
And my body, sometimes my body just be, it's like, remember when you were pregnant and right after you had the baby, it's like your breasts swell up and you couldn't even raise up, right? Yes. I feel like sometimes my body will not even lift out the bed, voluntarily, involuntarily. I be trying to get up and my body just be like, I'm moving, like my arms is getting up, like, but my body is like a brick is sitting on top of my chest and my stomach saying, you ain't going nowhere, girl, not right now. Because it's like my body is just like, no. And if I make a quick move, girl, that go to heater.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. We two girl.
Strong black women think that you are not a strong Black woman if we talk about it and tell people what we're going through right now. Because you know, even men, I don't think men really, they look at it like,
just turn the air on. That's what Michelle Obama said, Barack said. Just turn on the air. You sweating? Just turn on the air. Girl, you could be sitting on a cube of ice. You're going to still be sweating.
I be drinking right. I got these little things. Oh, I got one right here. I be freezing these little things and I just keep it. I just sit it and put it in my bosom. Everything I just, you know, you're supposed to put it for like puffy eyes, girl, everything be everywhere. I got ice packs, I can be sitting on those and it doesn't matter because it's something internal. It's not about, I don't always be breaking out in a full sweat, but I do a lot of times.
But it's hot, you're still hot. I hope my prayer is that, you know, we make adjustments. You know, are you making adjustments? Are you changing things? You know, twice, two or three times this week, my body told me to take a nap. And I said no. You know what I mean?
And then your body gonna, and one day you're going to just sit in there. You'll be sitting at the table. Next thing you know, you done fell asleep.
Girl, I fell asleep on the sofa last night, Friday night. We have family movie night. And we supposed to be watching the movie. When I woke up, Sean was waking me up telling me I'm getting ready to go. I was like, well, wait, don't leave. Where the kids? You know, in my mind, I was still up watching the damn movie. He said those kids have been asleep for an hour. We really have to, I think that we have to make adjustments. We have to explore the information about hormone replacement therapy. And
when and how long should you have? Because I'm like, if I feel like I'm at the tail end, I don't want to start doing something because I think I'm over. You know, it's kind of like race is over. I'm not gonna go start something that may trigger something to start over again. When do you take it? Do you begin at the beginning? Do you take it at some point? Is it something that you do forever? You know,
girl, you know, 65? I tell you what, this is what we gonna do. Next week, we gonna get somebody who does hormone replacement therapy.
Yes,
there's a woman here. She has her own clinic. I've talked to her on my CBS radio show.
Okay.
I can't even remember the woman's name right now. But
and that memory—that's another thing. Your memory,
oh my god,
girl! I take lysosine and this and that and everything from brain function, brain thought. I'm trying to remember stuff. I used to remember, you know, address.
Oh, you really good stuff. With birthdays and stuff.
Birthdays,
excellent. You remember like all my kids and then my friends.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, your friend so and so, her birthday coming up. I'm like, how does Tina know? And this is way before Facebook. You've been doing this forever.
I have birthdays stick in my head like you and you. Know, I don't know. Right now, sometimes I'd be like, I'll miss a birthday. And they'd be like, I'm like, oh my gosh. Because I don't know when something pivotal come. Oh my goodness, I didn't miss the birthday. But you know, but it's my mind. It's like, is it just so much stuff in there that the file cabinet didn't open on that one.
We don't want to say it's menopause. We don't want to say it. We don't want to say it. Okay, so are you good with that? I'm going to find this woman. She has her own menopause hormone replacement therapy clinic right here in Minnesota where our podcast and platform is based. I'm going to call her.
Yes.
And I'm going to get her on the show. Like I said, I had her on my CBS radio show, but I'm going to have to call my producer because I guarantee you, I don't remember her, the name of the clinic. I don't remember none of it. Yeah. None of it.
You got to go back and read your notes again and find out what happened.
Girl,
yeah, Lord, but I mean, but it's so needed, and I mean, and I have so many of my sisters and women friends who are just kind of all at the same, keep asking questions. Yeah. What do I, you know, what did you do? What did you do? As you know, Suzanne Summer said, "Eat sweet potatoes, girl." I throw me a sweet potato in everything. I saw it. Then I saw it on Sex in the City. Samantha said, "Oh, she just eating sweet potato." I said, "Sweet potatoes must be the thing."
That must be it. And look, might be for white women and not black. White, and we sweet potatoing it down.
The sweet potato pie season is now. We need to be dousing it down if it ain't for us.
So, but we're going to do that next week. Thank y'all for hanging out with us this week on the Tina and Shaletta podcast.
All righty then.
You deserve more internet than what you get from just your cell phone. Get free high-speed internet at home, a $29.95 value, when you qualify for Internet Essentials Plus and the Affordable Connectivity Program. Enjoy more streaming, gaming, and video chatting on more devices for free. With unlimited data and a wireless gateway included at no extra cost. No fees, no taxes, and no annual contract. Connect to more of what you love for free with Xfinity and the Affordable Connectivity Program. Click, call, or visit a store to learn more.
At Hy-Vee, we take pride of being part of the communities we serve. In 2021, we donated more than 14 million meals, and this year, we're committed to doing even more. For over 90 years, we've been the place that people turn in time of need, and we take that very seriously. That's why we're loading our semis full of food this week and making deliveries across the Midwest to help families this Easter. To join our effort, simply donate when you're at the checkout. Together, we can make a big difference for those in need.
When my daughter was first diagnosed with autism, I didn't know what to do because I knew she qualified for services and resources for people with disabilities. But trying to figure out how to manage everything was overwhelming. So I turned to the folks at Acqua Home Care for help because for 30 years, they've helped families like mine and provided self-guided personal care assistance services and financial management assistance for their developmentally delayed and elderly loved ones. The folks at Acqua helped us get a fence so my daughter could play outside in the backyard safely and even showed me how to use the resources to get a trampoline. And that's just a couple of the things that Acqua Home Care does. Whether it's assisted living, mental health, or home health care, they've got you covered. Acqua will make sure your loved ones who need services actually get it. Go to their website at acquahomecare.org or give them a call at 952-935-3515.
There's a new way to get around in North Minneapolis. It's Metro Transit Micro, a new ride-sharing service that connects you with Metro Transit bus routes or wherever you need to go on the north side. It's convenient, affordable, and accessible. Metro Transit Micro uses minibuses to reach more neighborhoods, and you'll have shorter wait times. It costs just the same as bus routes, and it's easy to use. You can pay your fare in cash, a go-to card, or the Metro Transit app. Just go to metrotransit.org/micro. Download the app and create your account. It's really simple. So whether you're going to a friend's house in Bryn Mawr to watch the Vikings game, or you need to get dropped off at the Metro C Line station to hop on a bus to get to work across town, Metro Transit Micro got you covered. Book a ride, get picked up, and get where you need to go. Start riding today on one of the new Metro Transit Micro minibuses.
It's back to school time, and that means it's back to cooking breakfast for your kiddos and making school lunches. That's a lot of cracked eggshells and cut off sandwich crust. Now listen, before you think about throwing those food scraps away, think about recycling them. Ramsey County has a program that can help you do just that, and it won't cost you a dime. Ramsey County has a free food scraps recycling program that lets you collect stuff like apple cores, coffee grounds, and veggie scraps. Here's how it works. Put all those scraps into a compostable bag. Then once a week, Drop it off at a free food scrap site by your house. And listen, I understand that life is busy, so if you can't get there once a week, just toss the bag in the freezer until you can find the time to do it. To locate a food scrap collection site near you and to get more information about the program, visit RamseyRecycles.com/foodscraps and tell your friends and family about it. Let's all do our part to help save the planet.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas. But achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.